So Noach as a demos is a fascinating study. I think it is fair to say that we don't find a character about whom Chazal have the same degree of ambivalence as we do with respect to Noach. We find expressions already at the very beginning of the parasha, Tamim Haya B'Dorosav, the famous Tudeos and Chazal that Rashi cites. And then later on as well, Noach Miktanei Ha'amuna Haita, right, that Noach somehow was amongst those who lacked a certain amount of faith. And on the other hand, Tzadik Tamim B'Dorosav, a person who was obviously Matzachein Ve'Nei Hashem. And sometimes it can be a little bit enigmatic or confusing for us to try to really do some comprehensive work that I'd like to try to do this morning in light of Parshas Noach to I think gain an appreciation and an insight into Noach and some of these complexities, but to begin with a very definitive and unequivocal statement, even though we're dealing with a topic that is inherently ambiguous, as noted. And that is to say the following. Noach was a singularly great individual. Noach can claim, rightly, something that nobody else in human history can claim, that literally he saved humanity. Even Moshe Rabbeinu, who is given the opportunity to be the progenitor of Klal Yisrael on more than one occasion, who turns that down, obviously, right? Nonetheless, Moshe Rabbeinu is never given the opportunity to be the savior and the progenitor of all of humanity. So that, of course, is a recommendation of Noach that is singular and is unique. Tamim haya b'dorosav. Not just tzaddik, but as Uncle says, shalem. Noach is able to save humanity from what otherwise would have been a whole and complete annihilation. And the Ramban, even at the section of the parasha where we see Noah clearly at his lowest point, at his nadir, Vayesht min ayayin vayishkor vayizgal basoch ahalo, the Ramban says it very, very aptly. He says, look, the point of this parasha is to remind us that the dangers of Yayin are such that even a tzaddik tamim bidorosav, even somebody of great stature, can indeed be felled by Yayin. And so how careful all of us must be, absolutely must be, with respect to Yayin. Again, the orientation there in the Ramban is to say, if it could get to Noach, so surely it could get to any of us as well. And it's really within that context that we find a certain ambivalence in Chazal, particularly in light of the contrast at the end of the parasha as to why Noach was unsuccessful in terms of achieving what it was that Avram achieved to be able, as we'll see, to shape a world in his image. The Mishnah in Masechta Avos puts it very clearly, Asar Adarus me'adam be'ad Noach, l'odia kamer chapayim l'fonav she'kol Adarus hayu machisin uvoyen, Ad Shehevi Aleihem es Mehamabul. Right, that there were 10 generations and HaKadosh Baruch Hu had finally had enough, and he, of course, brings the Mabul as a response to all of the wickedness. Asar Adaros mi Noach ad Avram lo dia kama erach apayim lefanav shekol Adaros hayu machisun uvoin ad Sheba Avram v'kibel alav schar kulam. The Meiri comments, v'kibel schar kulam kelomar shedarash lehem u'kiram lavodas Hashem v'heshivam me'avon. Obviously paraphrasing the pasuk in Malachi, v'ravim heshiv me'avon u'lazeh yiches lo schar kulam. Avram has a chelak in everybody's schar insofar as and inasmuch as he was responsible for their spiritual welfare. So the point is obviously that Avram was able to impact the world in a way that Noach fundamentally was not able to impact the world, as we have in this week's Haftorah, V'chol Banayich Limudei Hashem V'Rav Shalom Banayich, says the famous Gemara in the Coda of Masach Debrachos, Al Tikri Banayich Ela Bonayich, that the great Chachmei HaMesora are not just erudite, they're not just people of extraordinary knowledge, but even more importantly, they're builders, they're initiators, they're people that have the great capacity to influence and to change society around them, and that is not something that Noach, ironically, who was a builder, who was capable of building the Teva, not a small feat, was not able to build in the institutional, organizational, and social sense of the term. It's very striking that the Mishnah here in Pirkei Avos, again, when it describes Avram, it says, Ad Sheba Avram Mekibel Schar Kulam, it's pointed by inference that we don't find that comment about Noach. It doesn't say, Ad Sheba Noach V'hitzil Esa Olam. That's not the formulation that we find in Chazal. So let's talk a little bit about the pathologies of the Torah Amabel. Let's talk about what Noach achieved. Let's talk about what, unfortunately, Noach did not achieve. The pasuk in the Haftarah tells us, "Bitztaka tikonani, es hakiyar v'eskano," that our foundation has to be tztaka, rachakime oshek. We have to distance ourselves from oshek. That, of course, is deeply reminiscent to the pathologies of the Dor HaMabul, ki malo haaretz chamas mipneihem, that even though objectively there were worse averos going on, there was hashchasa, Rashi says, you have it here, that that's Lashon Avodah Zarah and Giloy Arayos, the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, lo nechtam gzar dinam ela el hagezel, that gezel was the nail in the coffin of the Dor HaMabul. The Svarno tells us in very colorful terms that the landlords, you have it here in the ninth source, the landlords would steal from the sharecroppers with force, the sharecroppers would steal from the landlords, b'mirma, but the entire world was gozel ze'atza be'ofen sha'aretz nosenes kol peroseha ligazlanim. There was nobody innocent that the agriculture could yield its bounty to. The Ramban says, why was it shenechtam gzardina mal hagezel? The Ramban notes the obvious, that Gzardina Beatam Ibn Shu Mitzvah Muskelas Elam Batsara Chunavi Mozar Vuchu Rala Shamayim Virala Labrios Vineho Dial Noach Achet Shalaba Kates Higiat Zvira. That Noach was well aware of the sin of Hamas, of Gezel, and the fact is that everybody ought to have been aware of it. It's a mitzvah hamuskelas, it's logical, it shouldn't require any kind of a special level of insight from somebody. A person should intuit why Gezel is very problematic. And as such, it's critical that Noach was aware of it and should have been more reactive to it. What's fascinating is that Noach does appear to have understood and to responded to the other sin of the Dor HaMabul, kishchiskol basar es darko al haaretz. So we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's original vision for humanity was that Adam should be elevated over the behemos and the chayos. He was telem Elokim, they weren't. That's why we have in Bereishis, you have it here, Vayitzer Hashem Elokim es Adam, Elokim min ha'adama, kol chayasas davi es kol of ha'shamayim, vayavel al Adam, deros ma'yikrelo, v'chol asher yikrelo ha'adam nefesh chayash hu shemo. Adam was reigning over the animals. And that, of course, is Puruvu, Milu, Asarat, Savichim, Shur, Redu, Bidgasayam, Avosha, Ova, Shamayim, Ochochaya, Ramesses, Allah, Aret. That there is a very clear notion that humanity has to be above the rest of creation. Now, that was lost, of course, in the Dor HaMabul, Kishchisko, Basares, Darko, Al Ho'aretz, that the entire world, man and animal, were mixing with each other, even in the sense of intimacy. And the Teva was meant, and in many ways did, repair this pathology. The behemos were nizkakin l'she'en anminam, and therefore the Teva was built kinin, madurin, with species that were only allowed to mix with each other during the period of the Teva. They were kept away even from other animals. Kal v'chomer, that humans and animals were kept separate. The Teva was three levels, tachtiim, shniim, u'shlishim, ta'aseha, to again restore the natural order of the universe. Adam lemalo behema beemtza zevel betachtonim. So again, the Teva wasn't just a vehicle that was designed to be able to save the world, a boat that was well constructed for that purpose, but it was also a moral vehicle. It was a vehicle that meant to connote a certain degree of morality. The fact of Vayishaer Ach Noach, Rashi quotes from the Gemara that Noach was working so extremely hard to take care of the behemos and the chayos, and that again was a very important sign that humans and animals are not equals, but in fact humans are meant to care for animals, and animals are not the same level of existence. And indeed, Noach, as soon as he emerges from the Teva, demonstrates that he understands that this disparity is real, and that it is not somehow an accident of creation. But the first thing that Noach does when he offers olos l'Hashem, which is much to Hashem's pleasing, vayarach Hashem es reach anichoach, and it's much to Noach's credit, he's demonstrating a very clear difference between man and animal, and certainly the apotheosis of this process of restoring distinction between human and animals is the heter of achilas basar that appears only after the Mabul. We're told, ki yerek esav natati lachem es kol, that all of a sudden humans are going to be allowed to kill animals for the purposes of eating them, just like we're allowed to offer korbanos. And at the same time, shofech dam ha'adam ba'adam damo yishafech ki b'tzelem elokim asa es ha'adam, that humans are certainly not allowed to kill humans, and the gap between human and animals is repaired. So the point is that the Mora and the Yira, Morachem, Chitchem, that part of the pathology, the Dor HaMabul, Noach was able to reverse, and we have to credit him for that. But what's so striking is that Noach is unsuccessful. He fails to reverse the pathology of Gezel. And that was the bigger problem. No nachtam gzardinam, ella al ha-Gezel. What should Noach have done immediately after emerging from the Teva? He should have done what Avram eventually did. Avram is credited. What's the opposite of Gezel? It's tzedakah. Ki yedatev, the Torah tells us, leman asher yitzavez banavez beisel achara v'shamru derech Hashem lasos tzedakah u'mishpat. That Avram became inextricably associated with the Derech Hashem Lasos Tzedakah and Mishpat, and Noach failed, and he failed utterly and totally to do so. And the question is, what went wrong? If you take a look here at the 18th source, we can be medayik something very important. Vayidaber Elokim al Noach lemor, tse min ha-teva ata v'ishtecho v'necho v'neshe v'necho itach. Noach has to be told to leave the Teva. That's striking in its own right. Anybody who's ever taken a flight knows that as soon as the flight is over, even though you can intellectually, you have to imagine that people are aware it's not going to make them open the cabin door any sooner. It's not going to move the people stand up like it's going to make a difference. And it's a remarkable thing. They've been there for an hour, for 2 hours, sometimes for longer, and they're just going out of their minds, right? They're not able to be there any longer. And it's a very striking phenomenon. So you would think that Noach, who has spent over a calendar year, right, more than a flight from JFK to Fort Lauderdale, so he spent over a calendar year, you know, in the Teva, that he would have been raring to go. It's Seimin HaTeva. But the fact is that even though physically he leaves, emotionally and spiritually, he never really leaves. The Pasuk tells us, you have this in the 19th source, Vayuvnei Noach hayotzi min HaTeva, Shem v'cham v'yafes v'cham hu avichanan. Shlosha Eila b'nei Noach u'me'eila naftza chol ha'aretz. These psukim are strange unless you understand what the Torah is trying to tell us. Who are considered the yotzim min ha'teva? Who emerged from the teva to reshape the world? Shem, Cham, and Yafes. Me'eila naftza chol ha'aretz. Why not just say, right, that these are, right, the Noach is the progenitor of humanity. Noach was not. Noach was the father of his sons, but he had no impact in any constructive sense on the world at large. He was not amongst those about whom you could say, v'chol banayich, al tikri banayich, ela bonayich. It's the mitzvos b'nei Noach, but not the mitzvos of Noach. It's a very striking thing. Now, Noach, who was compelled, who was forced out of the teva, in the physical sense, you can take Noach out of the teva, but you can't take the teva out of Noach. Noach says, okay, you forced me out of the teva, I'm going to recreate a different teva. And what becomes his new place of insulation? His ohel. Vayesh min hayayin vayishkor vayizgal besoch oholo. He hermetically insulates himself from all of society. And the contrast here again to Avram Avinu is so striking, because her Avram is also associated with an ohel, but not as an insulating device. On the contrary, right? Vayera elav Hashem bilonei mamrei v'yoshev pesach ha'ol kechom ayom. He's outside the ohel. The ohel is pasuach. L'dalad kivunim pispasuach l'revacha. It's open to the world. He uses his ohel as a way of engaging people, the ovrim v'shavim. He's even willing to interrupt kav yachol a rendezvous with the Kadosh Baruch Hu to be machnas orachim gadol Hachnasas Orach in the Gemara and Shabbos tells us Yoser me kabalas pnei hashchina. Noach did not achieve any of this. And Avram is able to create a world where people recognize Tzelem Elokim. He's able to create a legacy of Tzedek and Mishpat that obviously should have been the work of Noach as somebody who was responsible for reversing the pathologies of Gezel, right? Bitzdatka Tikonani. And yet it has left 10 generations all the way until the days of Avram Avinu. And the question really is, as I said before, what went wrong? So I'd like to suggest that that actually is the wrong question. Trying to look at where did Noah sort of go off track, I think can often be very unhelpful as a way of framing the trajectory of his story. Some people say, you know, he was traumatized by the Mabul. That's why he self-medicates with the yayin. And while I appreciate that perspective, and there is some evidence for that within a chazal, va'anini hidini, mekim es brisi itzchem, Rashi quotes, va'anini hidini maski mitcha, that Noach was afraid to engage in piriya v'rivya because he was concerned about what that would mean if Hashem would destroy the world again. I think that largely that kind of an approach misses the mark. Rather, I would point you to the Rashi at the very beginning of the parsha. Es ho Elokim hisalich Noach, where Rashi says, much to Noach's credit, but still not Avram, about whom it was said, hisalich lefanai v'haye tamim, Elokim asher ha'ishalachti lefanav. Noach, as a personality, distinguished himself, to his great credit, as the Pasuk says, Vayas Noach kecho asher tzivo Hashem. That's a Pasuk that repeats itself over and again. Vayas Noach kecho asher tzivo oso Hashem kein asa. Noach's greatness was in his inertness. Even if the whole world was literally destroying itself morally, Vayar lukim es ha'aretz v'hinei nishchasa ki ishchiz kol basar es darko al ha'aretz, Noach was insulated from that. And Noach could be responsive to the Dvar Hashem. Vayas Noach kechol asher tzivo Hashem. The problem with Noach is not that he changed after the Mabul. The problem is that he didn't change. Because what was required at that point was to go out there and influence and to shape a new world. Al tikrei banayich ela bonayich. And what does Noach choose again? To insulate himself. And he leaves the world to the designs of his sons. That's good for Shem. It's okay for Yefes. But it's not so good in a world where there are is a Cham. And there's a Canaan. And Noach misses that opportunity. Noach never changed. And that's what Avodas Hashem requires of us. Sometimes the best we can do is to insulate ourselves against a particular kind of an environment. And sometimes we're called upon to create an environment. Sometimes we're called upon to shape and to influence. As the Rambam says about Avram Avinu, based on the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, Avraham Ohavi, that Avram was successful in an aspect of the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, Ohavehu al Habrios. It's a striking thing. Avram's living in a pagan world, but everybody recognizes his contribution. In Parshas Chayesara, a group of pagans says of Avram Avinu, Nisi Elokim ata bisochenu. You are an emissary of God in our midst. He was acknowledged and recognized as such. And yes, indeed, his impact was not just limited to Kibi Yitzchak Ikari Lechazara, but Av Hamon Goyim, as the Rambam says, Av Hu, V'chol haboyim likhanes tachas kanfei hashchina. Tchila legerim, as the Gemara tells us, Avram was able to be poreitz derech, to be a pioneer, and indeed to shape an entire world around him. It didn't start that way. He was Avram ha'ivri kol olam kulo me'ivir echad v'hu me'ivir hasheni. But over the course of his lifetime and his life's work, he was able to be amongst those, and not just amongst those, but really the paradigm of Al Tikri Banayich, Ela Bonayich. Noach's tragedy is the tragedy of not recognizing that sometimes life Avodas Hashem requires us to cultivate qualities that perhaps we did not need before and perhaps are not the most natural to us. Moshe Rabbeinu would have been perfectly happy, I assure you, spending his life as a shepherd in Midian. Moshe Hayaroes Tzon Yisroel Achar HaMidbar. And Hashem had different plans for him, and Moshe struggles. It's not always so easy. Lo chal anochi levadi laseses kol ha'am hazeh, echa asal levadi tarchachem ha'asal chem v'rivchem od ma'ad uskaluni, kasher yisah ha'omenes ha'yonek. You know all the makoros. It demanded much of him. It was challenging. And yet he understood that that was his responsibility. And he was responsive to that need. Noach and Moshe are helpful contrasts in that way. Moshe begins his life as a baby in a teva and will emerge in a very big way from that teva. Noach never truly emerges from the teva of his own insulation and recreates the teva instead of being able to tsay min ha-teva and to create a new world. Rabbeinu Yonah tells us, Haseichel Matana ve'amidos kinyan, part of this world is the requirement for us to work very, very hard, sometimes against our own tendencies, to be responsive to the needs of Avodas Hashem, including the needs of society around us. Ezu hiderach yishara shiyavar lo ha'adam, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi once asked, Kol shi tiferes la'oseha v'siferes lo min ha'adam. There are certain things that are challenging for all of us, but we're all given the opportunity to emerge from our own Dalet Amos and to impact meaningfully, constructively, positively on the world around us. And we are held responsible for that. The Gemara Masechet Shabbos tells us, Mishi yachu limchos v'anshe beso nitpas al anshe beso, anshe iro nitpas al anshe iro, kol alom kulo nitpas al kol alom kulo. A person who can influence his family, his city, the entire community, the world, is held responsible if he doesn't make all necessary efforts and investments in that direction. And so, with a great amount of appreciation for who Noach was, as a tzaddik tamim, as somebody who is deeply responsive to what Hashem commanded him to do, as Elokim Yisalech Noach, we know that the greatest challenge in Avodas Hashem is not to satisfy ourselves with that, but to try to the best of our ability to be amongst those about whom not only is it said Banayich, but Bonayich. To be builders, initiators, creators of spiritual worlds. We may not sense or suspect that that capacity is within all of us, and yet that is very much part of our responsibility. It's not something that we achieve in a moment or even in a year's time, but it is a life's work. And we look to the remarkable career of Avraham Avinu, who emerges at the end of this week's parasha as the paradigmatic example of what it is that we can all achieve with hard work, proper values, and a high degree of dedication and motivation to the ideals of Ki Yedatev, L'man asher yitzav ez bana v'esbeso achara v'shamru derech Hashem lasos tzedakva mitzvah. Carrying Avraham Avinu's legacy forward in every generation so that one day somebody might say of us, Al tikri banayich, Ella bonayich.